Well, it's our nativity time, so I hope we're going to have some fun today and enjoy this. Christine, how are you doing? Are you okay there?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm fine. I hope we're going to have pantomime.
Oh, pantomime would be really good. Don't you think pantomime would be absolutely fantastic?
Yeah,
really,
I think pantomime would be great. Pantomime, you know, really great.
Lots of things like that would be good, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Oh. Wow. Wow. Wow and wow.
What's wow?
There's a tree. Lights and singers and people playing funny instruments. Loads of people. Come and see.
People? Did you say people? How many exactly?
How many? Well, let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Another over there and there. And there, and there. They're all over the place. And a few more at the back. One of them's waving at me. I'll wave back. I'm going to say hello. Hello, everyone! Hello. They're very quiet. Hello, everyone!
Hello. How many? I need to know.
Come and have a look.
They're scary, scary, scary.
They look very nice people to me. Come back up.
No, I can't. Too scared. I'm shy.
Aww. Everyone say aww.
Everyone say
aww. Ridiculous. Aww.
Please do. They do look very nice, and some have Christmas jumpers on. You should see some of them. They're quite funny. They seem very pleasant people to me. Come on.
Peter?
I'm scared.
Nothing to worry about. Come on.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Can you ask Peter to come back? Let's call him. Please all shout, come back, Peter.
Come back, Peter. Come back, Peter. Come back, Peter. Come back, Peter.
They all want to see you.
Ooh. Hello, everyone. They do look quite nice. And very, very good looking. But who are these two? They look rather odd.
Who are you calling odd and who are you?
Well, I'm Ruth and this is...
Peter! 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 Did you not listen? Ruth told you. Peter, it was earlier.
Oh, sorry. I'm very sorry. I was elsewhere as I was trying to work out what to do this morning. Ruth and Peter, well, I am the vicar, Laura, and this is our good friend, Christine.
Vicar?
Ooh!
And good friend, Christine? That's a very long name. Ooh.
Listen, you two. We are trying to think of an encouraging and an exciting story to share with all the people here at St. James's today. Can you help us? What do you think?
It can be a kiss.
A kiss? It's church. You must be joking. No, wait. No kissing.
I totally agree. No kissing. Ugh.
K-I-S-S. Kiss. Keep it simple, stupid. K-I-S-S.
Hey, who are you calling stupid? Simple, maybe, but not stupid. And anyway, hello to you too.
Well, we know the best story to share.
Because we've heard it told to us. And we were amazed.
Yes, amazed.
Amazed. amazed.
Yes, amazed.
Amazed.
Amazed. Let's stop saying amazed and get on with it. Astound and astonish us instead.
Here we go. Are you ready? Long ago, about 2,000 years, when King Herod ruled Judea, God sent the angel Gabriel to a young woman who lived in the northern town of Nazareth. The girl's name was Mary, and she was engaged to marry Joseph. And the angel Gabriel said to Mary,
"Peace be with you. God has blessed you, and he's pleased with you."
Mary was very surprised by this and wondered what the angel meant. The angel said to her,
"Don't be afraid. God has been very kind to you. The Holy Spirit will visit you, and will you give birth to a baby boy, and you will call him Jesus. He will be God's own son, and his kingdom will never end."
Mary was very afraid, but she trusted God. "Let it happen as God chooses," she replied to the angel.
Joseph was worried when he found out that Mary was expecting a baby before their marriage had taken place. He wondered if he should put off the wedding altogether. Then an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream and said,
"Don't be afraid to have Mary as your wife." The angel explained that Mary had been chosen by God to be the mother of his son and told Joseph that the baby would be named Jesus, which means saviour, because he would save his people.
And when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel had told him to do and took Mary as his wife.
At this time, the land where Mary and Joseph lived was part of the Roman Empire. The Roman emperor wanted to have a list of all the people in the empire to make sure they paid their taxes.
It was a very, very, very big list. It was a big, big, big list.
I'll continue. He ordered everyone to return to the town where their families originally came from and enter their names in a register there. Mary and Joseph travelled a long way from Nazareth to Bethlehem, because that is where Joseph's family came from. Joseph and Mary travelled very slowly, because Mary's baby was due to be born soon.
Ooh, this is good, and I think I know the ending.
Hang on a minute, Laura. Hang on a minute. Yes, look. Here they come. I can see them coming in the distance. It's Mary and Joseph. Amazing. So, what happened next, Ruth? Ruth, you seem to be there on your own. Hang on a minute, everybody. I'm going to need your help because that Peter, he's so naughty. He's not ready again. So after three, let's call Peter back. One, two, three. Come back, Peter. Come back, Peter. Come back, Peter.
Peter, don't destroy the moment. Shall we carry on?
Please do, and without the singing, please, Peter.
When they reached Bethlehem, they had problems finding somewhere to stay. So many people had come to register their names on a list that every house was full and every bed was taken in all of the inns.
That was the very long list. It was a very long list.
The only shelter that they could find was a stable or cave with the animals. In this poor place, Mary gave birth to Jesus, the Son of God. In those days, it was the custom to wrap newborn babies tightly in a long cloth called swaddling clothes. Jesus' bed was the manger that the animals ate their hay from.
Why not B's, C's and D's?
In the hills and fields outside Bethlehem, shepherds looked after their sheep through the long night.
As the new day began, suddenly an angel appeared before them, and the glory of God shone around them. The shepherds were very, very, very scared. But the angel said to them,
"Don't be afraid. I have good news for you and everyone. Today in Bethlehem, a saviour has been born for you. You will find the baby lying in a manger."
Slow down, Ruth. Surely we need some angels here.
Yes, angels. We need angels. Loads and loads of them. Why don't we all sing and let's see if any angels appear.
Early
enough last night, do you?
Yeah. Should we call them back again?
Let's try.
Come on, Peter. Come on, Ruth.
Do you want to take Peter and we'll take Ruth?
This side. Come on, Peter.
After three. One,
two, three.
Come on, Ruth. Come on, Ruth. Come back, Ruth. Yay! Ruth's back.
Come on. Last, honestly, that monster.
I was having a snooze, dreaming of yellow, golden sand beaches.
Listen, forget your snooze. We've got much more important things to be doing here. We need to know the rest of the story. So, Ruth, what happened next?
Then many more angels appeared, lighting up the sky. The shepherds heard them praising God, singing,
Glory to God in the highest.
I'm sure the angels sounded better than that. When the angels had gone, the shepherds said to one another,
Let's go to Bethlehem to see what has happened.
So the shepherds went to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph. The baby Jesus was lying in a manger, as they had been told. When they saw him, they told everyone what the angel had said, and everyone who heard the story was astonished and amazed.
Amazed!
Then the shepherds returned to their sheep, praising God for sending his son to be their saviour.
Ooh, I like shepherds. They work hard in all weathers. And as for those cute little sheep, they're fluffy and they're woolly and they hop about. They're amazing.
Yeah, but Laura, they're sheep. You know, they're not rabbits. Well, I think I can spy in the background there some shepherds. They're on their way. Right. Shall we sing again?
Shall we stand? Shall we stand for this?
Let's stand up and sing. Good idea. Peter, this is so exciting. I am so excited. I can't tell you how excited I am. So, now, where are we? And more's the point, where are you? Oh, for goodness sake, Laura, I think,
I
seriously, we're going to have to get someone else for the job, really. This is getting
really
silly
do.
Now.
That's it.
Okay.
Sack 'em.
Sorry, guys, but we're going to have to do this again. Let's do it all together this time. So let's shout, after three, come back, Peter. One, two, three. Come back, Peter. Come back, Peter. Come back, Peter. Peter.
Come back, Peter.
Did you want
Peter.
Us?
We want Peter, Ruth.
Peter,
what is he doing?
Well, he was just trying to eat some crisps.
Crisps?
Crisps.
Right.
Although he was having issues with the packet.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, couldn't open them. I'm still hungry.
Yeah, we need the next part of the story. Can you continue, please?
When Jesus was born, a brand new bright star appeared in the sky. Some wise men in faraway countries saw the star and guessed what it meant. They were very clever men.
What? Like me?
No way. Not like you. These clever men studied the stars and had read in very old writings that a new star would appear when a great king was born. They set out to find the new king and bring him gifts.
The wise men followed the star until they reached Jerusalem, and they began to ask people,
"Where is the child who is born to be king of the Jews?"
Herod, the king of Judea, heard this, and it made him very angry to think that someone might be going to take his place as king.
Herod sent for the wise men to come to him. He told them to go on following the star until they had found the baby king. He said,
"When you have found them, let me know where he is so that I can go and worship him."
But Herod did not tell them that he really had an evil plan in mind to kill the new king.
The wise men followed the star towards Bethlehem, where it said that the king would be born in the old writings. It seemed to stop and shine directly upon the place where Jesus was.
It must have been a bright star. Our star doesn't look very bright. I think you better go and fix it. I could have been a star if only Simon Cowell had chosen me for his team on X Factor. Ooh, lovely.
Ruth, come out of that spaceship and screensaver. I'm going to continue. The wise men entered the house where they now lived and found Jesus with Mary. They bowed down and worshipped him. The wise men spread the gifts they brought before Jesus. The gifts were gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
The wise men were warned in a dream by God not to go back to Herod, so they were turned home to their countries in the east by a different way.
Well, I definitely think that we need some wise men now.
Ah, that could be difficult. Where are we going to find wise men?
I'm wise.
Be quiet, Peter. You are definitely not wise. Silly, maybe.
Okay, both of you, come on now. Hang on a minute. Look, I can see some wise men. They are coming. Oh, this is so exciting.
The wise men are going to join you now. We found some. Look. Wow. Doesn't that look good? So we're all going to stand now. I'm going to sing together, Away in a Manger, as we look at the amazing. Look at that scene in a minute. Would you like to stand as we sing Away in a Manger together?
Stars in the bright sky, the cloud of wind, the wind.
wasn't that an absolutely amazing story? Didn't they do well? I thought that was incredible. I'm not going to say too much now because I think the story tells itself. But I just want to challenge us. I'm going to really trip over this in a minute, aren't I? Reasons I have one without a cord. I just want to challenge us to think about the story of Jesus. Because the story of Jesus isn't actually just a story, is it? The story of Jesus is a truth. It's a true story. It actually happened. The amazing thing is that God actually came to earth to be with us. Isn't that amazing? God came to earth to be with us. And I was reading something the other day that really challenged me. That actually, you look at the Mary, the Joseph, and baby there. He came as a baby, vulnerable. A vulnerable baby who needs care. That God trusted us to look after him. Isn't that pretty amazing? And that says to me that God loves us an incredible amount to do that. So I want us to really think this Christmas about what that means to us. What does it mean to trust God? What does truth mean to you? Do you really believe? Do you really believe this story is more than just a story, that it can change your life? That Jesus came, he died, he's alive, and he can change your life. And as we go into the new year, we're going to really, really seek more of Jesus every single day as St. James Church. And we need to seek Jesus more and more in our own lives and know him more in our own lives, don't we? And you're all going to do that, aren't we, together? Seek Jesus more. And on Christmas Day, maybe you can think about how God came to be with us and how we can trust him with every part of our life. He wants to be involved in our lives. He wants to be involved with us. So this year, let God be more involved in your life than he has ever been involved before. Because the only thing that will transform you, us, our nation, and our world is the God who created it. The amazing, wonderful God in Jesus. Amen.